From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 14, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fedicia is reporting in the Daily Mail on how a dispute over a pig farm is developing into an ethics issue for a Cairo Town board member. Town Councilman Doug Ostrander and the Infantino and McGifford families are suing Mark Meadow and Jason Watts over the placement of pig pens on the Watts farm. Ostrander, along with other neighbors, are alleging the harmful odors and the potential water contamination created by the animals pose a potential health risk for nearby residents. The question now is, should Ostrander be expected to recuse himself from any action taken by the town board on the subject? Ostrander said during a Cairo Town Board meeting on Monday, June the 12th, and I quote, "I have a duty to protect the health and welfare of the people of the town," end quote. Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit expressed doubts about the board's ability to give the matter a fair hearing due to Ostrander's personal involvement. Bob Freeman, executive director of the State Committee of Open Government, said, and I quote, "It may be wrong, it may be silly. Whether it is illegal for him not to recuse himself is not stated. We have a long way to a resolution on this," end quote. Benoit said, and I quote, "This is a long investigation," end quote. Benoit said Town Health Officer Rob Schneider and a representative from the State Health Department may attend the next town board meeting. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Cairo Town Board next meets on Monday, July the 3rd at 7 p.m. in Town Hall at 512 Main Street in Cairo. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley has spoken publicly for the first time about the letter from the State Commission of Corrections that cited the county jail for unsafe and unsanitary conditions. During a meeting with the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee on Monday, June the 12th, Seeley confronted legislator Lori Torgerson, Democrat of Windham, over public comments she made alleging that Seeley failed to respond to a series of letters from the state about jail conditions. Seeley said, and I quote, "I heard it on the mountain that Lori has been beating up the sheriff majorly," end quote. Torgerson said she was told by State Commission of Correction Chairman Thomas A. Beleen that Seeley did not respond to letters over a series of months. She said, and I quote, "That's pretty much the beginning and the end of what I said," end quote. According to the letter, the jail had broken windows which led to high temperatures in the cells, and facility posts were abandoned so officers could transport inmates to other jails. County officials were summoned to a hearing in Albany on July the 12th on the matter, but Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said Tuesday the hearing has been rescheduled for a later unspecified date. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson mayoral candidate Earl Swanigan has been accused of inappropriately touching a woman as he went door-to-door collecting signatures on a nominating petition. Swanigan, 53, was arrested by Huston police on Tuesday, June the 13th, and charged with two misdemeanors. He's alleged to have entered a woman's unlocked home on the morning of June the 6th without her permission, according to police. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said officers seized Swanigan's petition, which contains numerous signatures. Swanigan is scheduled to appear in Hudson City Court on Thursday, June the 15th. Swanigan is a prolific, well-known Warren Street artist. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Peg Warner was added to the Ichabod Crane School District's new Director of Education. She joins the ICC team as new superintendent Michael Vanio replaces George Zini. The board also recently moved primary school principal Suzanne Guntlow to serve in the central office as principal for the annual professional performance review and hired a new primary school principal, Andrea Williams. Zini told the board at his final meeting on June the 6th, and I quote, "I feel comfortable leaving with such a solid team," end quote. The ICC board holds an organization meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, July 11th in the high school library. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Claire Hughes reports in the Albany Times-Union that New York got high marks in children's health and low marks for widespread poverty in the 2017 Kids Count data book, a study from the nonprofit Annie E. Casey Foundation. Only 2% of young New Yorkers are without health insurance, the study reported, but 22% of children in the state lived in poverty in 2015. Albany County had a child poverty rate of 16.4% in 2015, and Rensselaer County had an 18.2% rate last year. Larry Marks, Chief Executive Officer of the Rochester-based Children's Agenda, says the poverty figure is the most important predictor of future results. He said, and I quote, "Whether it's the toxic stress that people attribute poverty to creating in families and children, or whether it's the poor educational outcomes or the health disparities, without making an impact on children living in poverty and their families living in poverty, we can't make a huge dent in other indicators," end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that the election to replace retiring Rensselaer County Executive Kathy Gemino is already in a mud fest with months to go before votes are cast. Rich Crist, a longtime Republican political operative in Rensselaer County, was fired June the 12th from a $100,000 a year job with the county legislature. One source told the paper that the removal may have been because of Crist's support of State Assemblyperson Steve McLaughlin, the Republican from Scotico. Gemino and other Republicans have thrown their support to Deputy County Executive Chris Meyer. Gemino said, and I quote, "That was a legislative action and I cannot answer for their reasons. However, I will say that it was a personal matter, so that's not something that I will comment on. I doubt the legislature will either," end quote. McLaughlin is upset about the firing. McLaughlin said, and I quote, "We have a political civil war going on, and you see, I think, the thuggish behavior of the Rensselaer County machine," end quote. Chris kept mum, except to say his attorney is, and I quote, "reviewing the legality of the sudden action," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Jake LaHut reports at Politico New York that New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is now investigating the Eric Trump Foundation after a recent Forbes story showed the foundation shifted some money from a benefit for children with cancer at St. Jude's Hospital into the Trump Organization. Eric Sulfur, the Attorney General's Director of Communications, said, and I quote, "I can confirm that our office is looking into issues at the Eric Trump Foundation raised by the Forbes report," end quote. Schneiderman is now investigating both the Donald J. Trump Foundation and Eric Trump Foundation. Amanda Miller, a spokeswoman for the Eric Trump Foundation, said they will cooperate with investigators. Miller said in a statement, and I quote, "The foundation intends to cooperate fully with the Attorney General's review and looks forward to a productive and open dialogue with the Attorney General's office to address any questions it may have." You can read that full story at Politico New York. Today is day 8 of the WGXE Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live and local, during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 79 degrees. But Wednesday night it will be mostly clear with a low around 50. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Friday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 69 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:33 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. That's about 1/2 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 14th day of June, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.